This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
November 29th of last year, the Democrats posted a graph, and it showed gas had declined from $3.40 to $3.38. Now, keep in mind, it had gone up from $2.57 to $3.40. And as I warned you at the time, I said the Democrats, as soon as it starts to decline, oh, look at this. So it declined by 2 cents. And there was a post just recently that said, oh, here's a tweet the Democrats might want to take back now that the average price of gasoline hit $4.62 on Memorial Day. Gas prices are up more than 92% since Biden took office. Gas prices in California hit a $7.25 high, according to the New York Post. And that was in California, by the way. So, you spiking the football, Joe Biden? So, what a ridiculous graphic now in retrospect. The same way most of Biden's comments in retrospect, you go look at them now. Oh, I tell you what, if I was a big deal with Putin, I'd deal with Putin harshly. Check me out when I deal with Putin. Check me out when I deal with Chairman Xi of the China. Yeah, watch what I do to him. Well, now we got a chance to watch. We've almost had 2 years to watch. And you know what we've seen? The worst presidency in the history of the Republic. Gas prices averaged $3.05 on Memorial Day of 2021. $4.62 today. So in other words, Joe Biden, if you want to look at a trend line, it's still going up. This is the guy who said, I'm going to make inflation, back on May 10th, inflation is my number one domestic priority. Let me tell you what that means. It ain't on his radar. Because the Democrats tell you what they can't do. Joe Biden can do nothing about inflation. Let me explain why. He doesn't know how. None of his policies would quell inflation. None of them. So how's he going to fix it? Is he going to fix it by letting more people into the country? Is he going to fix it by printing more money? Is he going to fix it by sending money to other countries? Is he going to fix it by letting manufacturing go to other countries? Is he going to fix it by watching our trade deficit almost triple from 1 month to the next? How's he going to fix it? Is he going to fix it by fixing the supply chain? Is he going to put China on notice? We went from a $40 to $50 billion per month trade deficit to $110 billion. That means we're getting most of our products now from outside of the nation. He's got a workforce that doesn't want to work. Why? Because he's made welfare better than actually having a job. But he's going to fix inflation. And he's going to do it because he's going to put his fist down with all the people that are shipping goods and services to us who at any time can say, you know what? We'll send these over to Russia. Or we'll send these over to North Korea or Afghanistan or anywhere else. You've got a problem. But hey, Democrats want you to feel like, oh, it's all good, man. We're all over it. It was funny because people were talking about it's a big deal that they've even recognized that inflation exists in the country right now. It's a big deal. Let me tell you, if you've watched prices of food, prices of gasoline, prices of fuel, etc., go up at the rate that they've gone up, and you didn't recognize it from the beginning, shame on you. You either don't like this country, you know, and you're part of the problem, or you're just too stupid to be in leadership. Or it could be both. So I don't know what you're paying for gasoline. I don't know what you're paying for food. I know it's higher. And I know If you do your job, people to listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, if you go out to people and say, how you liking those gas prices that your president put in, Democrat, leftist, progressive? How you liking these food prices? Oh, by the way, you are starving old people and young kids to death. You are making them make choices in medication. You are essentially making people homeless. You are creating all the problems that this nation faces because you voted for that clown or you support him. When are you going to hold yourself accountable? See, that's a conversation I have with leftists. Oh, with Donald Trump, shut up. I don't want to hear about Trump. I want to talk about your clown that's in office right now. And don't get me talking about his crackhead son. Because we can stretch this out as long as you want. They are getting away with nothing with me. You guys know this show? I don't play. Oh, man, they say inflation is affecting swing states. Voters in swing House districts, they say, are fixated on rising inflation and rising gas prices. This is Republican polling. I want to be clear. They say the Democrats have a massive problem ahead of the midterms. And let me tell you the other problem they have, their believability factor. People don't believe them. People believe these people are nothing but liars, and they would be right. 2,000 mules, you know, most of you probably seen it. 2,000 mules is validation of everything that we've suspected. You think, I mean, Democrats will tell you, we're not watching. We'll watch it so you don't have to, but people are watching it. You know what you should do? We should all do this project together. Give out the free link and dare Democrats to watch 2,000 Mules. Say, I dare you to watch this and tell us that they didn't cheat. That's what I would do. In fact, that's what we're going to do. I'm not going to say that's what I'll do. We are going to do it. We're going to take the link, the free link, and we're going to send it out. I'm going to send it out to everybody on our list and say, send this to your Democrat, the most staunch Democrat, or any Republican that says, I don't believe it. Not that there are any true Republicans that believe that, but for these rhinos, these so-called Republicans, send it to all of them and watch what happens. Because I already know what will happen. There's no way you can watch that film and not believe what happened in this election, in this last election. There's no way. And you add to that your common sense about it, and you get it. But here's the beauty of it, folks. Whether they do or they don't, Joe Biden's blowing it. So it doesn't matter. The Democrats already know Joe Biden's toast. I just want you to give him a nudge. Get him over the hump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you, and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It depends on where you live, where the issues stack up. For example, Arizona, the border issue supposedly pose number one. But I can't believe that the economy and inflation isn't number one across the board. I think it is. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Joe Biden met with the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, and I can only think they got together for a big laugh. You know, at how bad this economy is and how they're trying to ruin things for the average working American. Because there's nothing you can, I've already chronicled, there's nothing Joe Biden can point at that shows that he's really got a handle on inflation now or in the future. It's only going to get worse. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. So they're talking about, they got together to talk about how things are rising so rapidly. I told you guys, take a snapshot from a month ago. and look at where things are. Whatever food you are buying, take a snapshot of the size of the package. Like if it's 16 ounces and it's now smaller, or what the cost is. Was it $4.12 before? Now it's $5.37 now. But take a snapshot and do it each month at the same time. Watch inflation at your own grocery store. Watch how it impacts. And you, because if it's it, you don't notice it. I mean, you do in a way because you're like, whoa, my grocery bill is how much? But I'm saying if you do it incrementally, just take a few pictures of four or five items and just say, here's it was 30 days ago. You can watch it creeping in every single day. You can measure it. And let me tell you what else. It will not be what the Fed is telling you. It won't be, oh, inflation ticked up 1.2%. No, it'll be 5, 6, 7%. Month over month. They don't want to tell you this. So, you know, here's Jerome Powell gets confirmed for four more years by the Senate. And I'm looking at the Fed and I'm going, you are the one presiding over this monetary mess. What's Biden up there to do? Hey, congratulations, you got your confirmation by the Senate. Now, what are we going to do about inflation? And in fact, Jerome Powell pushed back and said, what do you want me to do about it? He essentially said, and they're not going to tell you this, but Jerome Powell essentially said, I can't do any. The only thing I can do to help you, Biden, is to keep the interest rates down. And he already raised the interest rates more than they'd raised them in a decade. And he's still doing his best to keep them down. Because if truth be told, we should be 18 points at least. Somewhere between 12 to 18 points of interest on a loan, on money. But they're keeping a lid on it. It's not going to bode well. And most of the predictions for the economy under Biden going forward are doom and gloom. Now, here's what they said. The Fed has vowed to swiftly raise interest rates and earlier this month hiked rates by half a percentage point for the first time since 2000. It's over two decades. The U.S. Central Bank has signaled further aggressive rate hikes in the months to come. He can't keep a lid on this. Let me tell you why. All the people who are tied to this rate, Social Security recipients, anybody on the government dole, when you can't outpace inflation, people start to panic. Crime goes up. Desperation sets in. And they know what's about to happen. That's why Biden's looking, well, we'll bail them out of their student loans. Well, good. Good for them. But that ain't going to solve the problem. You know, we just had Memorial Day. We were supposed to remember the fallen. Well, let's remember the fallen. You right? You want to do that? Let's remember Benghazi. Let's remember Afghanistan. Let's remember Americans left behind in that godforsaken place and the 13 Marines who were killed because of Biden's incompetence. You want to talk memorials? Let's remember the number of people who died from Wu flu vaccines. Unknown, never be heard of. You're not going to get memorials to them. You're not going to hear sob stories about them. Let's remember the number of people who died from depression, suicide. Why? Because this government took away their freedoms. They're already struggling. There was an uptick. Whatever that uptick is, that's on Joe Biden. Let's talk about and memorialize the number of Americans who died from crime in Democrat-controlled cities. Crime that these people have no intention of curbing. None. You want to have some things to remember? I'll give you some stuff to remember. How about you remember Trump? His presidency, his ascension to the top office in the land, and what he did while he was there. Because let me tell you what we had before Joe Biden. We had Trump, and we didn't have record high gasoline prices. We didn't have record high inflation that's driving people to do things that they normally wouldn't do. You know what else we were getting a whole handle on? The border situation. Only 2,000 people a week were coming in. Now, it's 50,000 plus a week that are now coming back into this country. We were stopping fentanyl from coming in, illegal drugs. We had curbed the number of terrorists who could sneak across our borders. We had people ready to go to work. We had manufacturing coming back into America. We had lowered the unemployment rate, and the number of people working were at record highs. The unemployment rate was at a record low. I think you knew what I meant there. That's what we had under Trump. We didn't have a war in Ukraine or anything to blame inflation and supply chain issues on. We had a president who took responsibility for what he did. Whether you like him or not, whether at an R or a D, I don't care what Trump's political affiliation is. Not one care in the world. If he'd run as an independent, if he made it and he did what he did, I would be very happy with it. So we have a memorial, all right. We have a memorial day of a big cheat that got us a buffoon, a moron in the White House. And people want to, the left want us to celebrate this. And as I said earlier, they want to talk about the civility and the class that he brings to the White House. You know, before Joe Biden, we didn't have a threat of war with Taiwan, not a serious one, because China wouldn't dare think about doing that. By the way, you want to memorialize something? Do you remember when America was a constitutional republic? Do you remember this? When you actually had rights and the government wouldn't dare try to lock you down? When the government wouldn't dare try to take away your constitutional rights to bear arms or to speak freely? The reason why we're doing the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour, very simple. We're doing it because it's about free speech. It's about comedians saying, you know what we observe? We're observing that you don't think you can say what you need to say. You got a mouth, and you have a God who says, I gave you that mouth for a reason. Use it to communicate. So I give you Memorial Day. I give you a whole new set of things to think about next time Memorial Day comes up. Anyway, when we get back, we'll talk more about inflation because it's killing the Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Inflation will cost households on average an extra $5,200 in 2022 or $433 a month, according to Bloomberg. This as President Biden continues to tout the economy.
Since I took office, families are carrying less debt. Their average savings are up. A recent survey from the Federal Reserve found that more Americans feel financially comfortable than any time since the survey began in 2013.
A top Democratic-led House panel will hold a hearing next week on the deadly mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas. The Oversight Committee will hear from a number of witnesses, including a fourth grader at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. A gunman killed 19 students and two teachers before being shot dead by a Border Patrol agent. This is USA Radio News. Authorities investigating the Texas school shooting have their hands on the gunman's iPhone. However, experts say it won't be easy to hack their way inside. Tech blogger Michael Garfield says Apple doesn't play ball with law enforcement, and that's been frustrating for investigators in the past. In this case, a judge granted permission to analyze text messages, photos, and videos. The phone is being analyzed by both the Texas Rangers and the FBI. The White House is not spilling the beans regarding an upcoming trip for the president.
President Biden may be heading to Saudi Arabia as gas prices soar. He is expected to travel to Europe at the end of June and could add a stop to Saudi Arabia to meet with the leaders. The White House press secretary has declined to confirm if he will be traveling.
Ellie Andrews reporting from the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bad news for the bad guys, and that means Team Demented, Team Joe Biden. Mercatus Center economist Veronique de Rougy issues a harsh critique of Biden's Wall Street Journal op-ed from earlier in the week, detailing what he says are the causes of inflation and his plan to tackle it. And de Rougy said, unfortunately, his plan reveals that his administration is either in deep denial or doesn't understand the real cause of inflation. His proposal, therefore, is all but guaranteed to fail. Absent from the piece is any acknowledgement of what readers of this column know all too well, that inflation was fueled by Biden's own reckless spending policies, especially the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan passed in March of 2021. Half a dozen or so studies have shown that fiscal policies implemented during COVID-19 are a main culprit of behind today's inflation. Biden also fails to mention that the Fed's overly accommodating monetary policy and its current slow response to inflation. In other words, the president's argument is amazing for its tone deafness, inconsistent thinking, and sheer economic ignorance. So there you go. It's only going to get worse for the Democrats. I don't know what they need to hear beyond this. I've explained the inflation and what's going on in so many ways. And by the way, I don't have degrees in economics or finance, but I do know what I know. And here's what's interesting. I don't need them. I understand how the economy works. I talk about it metaphorically all the time. I talk about the jet stream. I talk about the tides, the ocean currents. These are things that must move continually. You do realize that the Earth's core is spinning all the time. That's what creates our electromagnetic wave. That's what makes everything that happens on the planet, on terra firma, right here, what makes it work. It's what makes magnets work. Compasses, etc. It is a reason that we exist, and it must be moving. And what happens with Democrats is they stagnate stuff. They stop it from moving. For example, you can take somebody's money and give it to somebody else, but you stagnate growth because the person that gets it freely has to wait until they get some more. In other words, as I create my wealth, I decide how to spend it. And whatever little bit that I put into the ecosystem, it's okay. Think of it as like a fish swimming. A fish swimming creates certain ripples in the water. And the bigger the water, the less those ripples are felt. So my little individual swimming may not be felt in the ocean as the, you know, the lake, you know, trickles down into the tributaries, trickle down into the creeks, trickle down into the rivers that trickle down into the ocean. But it is being felt. It's having a small impact. But when you take people's earnings out and now they're waiting, people who wait on a welfare check can't keep the tide moving, can't keep the jet stream moving. They're at the mercy of when somebody decides to move it for them. That's a massive problem. So this is what the Democrats do is they slow everything down. They don't understand how the economy works. They say, let's tax people into oblivion. Well, guess what? If you continue to tax me, I then say, I'm going to take some of my money out of the system. I may look for creative ways to keep my money out of the system, and so on and so forth. So Democrats, they don't understand it. They have no policy that supports anything close to keeping an economy moving, and it's a very simple reason why. They've never had to be responsible. When somebody's giving you money through grants or you do nothing but run for office and you are a product of you're at the mercy of the system, you think that's the way money gets earned. Barack Obama, this guy never ran a company. He never made a payroll. He just figured somebody signs checks. So when he got in government, he goes, well, look, I got all this money. It's available to me. I'll just start signing checks. What does Joe Biden run? What company is he? What payroll has he had? He's been on the government dole for almost 5 decades. And he's an idiot. I'm being kind when I call him an idiot. So what's he know about running an economy? Nothing. A small business person knows more about running the economy than Joe Biden. So, universal basic income, we get stupid stuff like that. Forced minimum wage, you know, oh, the minimum wage needs to be double what it is. And meanwhile, what's going on with their inflation? Inflation is killing. I want you to understand this. If the minimum wage were forced all over the country to be $15 an hour, immediately everybody on fixed incomes would take a hit. Because minimum wage is roughly, what, $7.65? So almost double means that half their money, their money would be worth half. Add to it inflation, and let me tell you what you'd have right now. You would have utter chaos. And here's the main reason why. You have far too many people on the public dole than should be. And you know who created that? The Democrats. Nothing they do makes any sense. And this is why they're struggling. In polling commissioned for Mike Pence, he's got a political nonprofit group, 25% registered voters in 4 battleground House districts cited inflation and rising gas prices as the issues they are most concerned about. Another 12% said top priority was the economy and jobs. With Biden struggling to connect with voters on these issues, the Democrats' 5-seat House majority is increasingly in jeopardy, as is their slim Senate majority. That's what this guy wrote. Pence's group, Advancing American Freedom, is in the middle of a $10 million campaign to boost Republican prospects in the midterm elections as Pence mulls a 2024 presidential bid. Good luck with that, Pence. As part of that investment, Advancing American Freedom hired veteran Republican pollster Dave Sackett to survey voters in 4 swing House districts to get a broader understanding of the issues driving the electorate. And as suggested in national polling, the economy, especially inflation, is king. And they went on to give some different things. They talked about where they're doing the polling. Des Moines, they said, they examined voter attitudes in Iowa's Des Moines anchored third congressional district. Eastern Kansas's third congressional district, dominated by the KC suburbs. Minnesota St. Paul anchored second congressional district. And northeastern Pennsylvania Scranton anchored eighth congressional district. Sampling size 400, with 100 coming from each district. Margin of error plus or minus 4.9 percentage points. They said there was one bright spot for the Democrats. After inflation and rising gas prices, the issue concerning most voters, 20%, was a SCOTUS pending decision that could overturn Roe v. Wade. Eliminating federal protections for abortion rights, which is what that is about. Coming in third on voters' priority list at 14% was climate change and the environment. But overall, the polling pointed to more advantages for Republicans than it did for the Democrats. 25% of it, they said, of voters hold Biden most responsible for inflation and gas, rising gas prices. Another 12% blame Congress, 21% blame oil companies, 14% blame Russia's Ukraine, invasion of Ukraine. That poll is shocking to me in many ways, because Biden and blaming Congress, yes. 21% blaming oil companies? It's insane. 14% blaming the invasion. Again, shows you how gullible people can be. Among independents, 32% held Biden or Democrats in Congress most responsible for inflation and rising gas prices. Among voters 45 and older, 30%. So it's a huge issue. 60% of voters blame the Biden administration for not doing enough to increase domestic oil production. Look, I'm going to cut to the chase. Most of these things validate Trump's policies. This is mostly a condemnation of Joe Biden going away from sanity, implementing his own stuff, and then having to backtrack, whether it's border issues or whatever. And I'm going to tell you, there are many, many other things that this poll could have revealed. Like, do you trust the government? Do you trust Joe Biden on border issues? Do you trust Joe Biden on energy issues? And so on and so forth. There are many. I think that there is no poll where you're going to poll and it shows that Biden is a trusted person to deal with any of the problems we face. Do you trust Joe Biden in dealing with Russia? Do you trust Joe Biden in dealing with China? Who would you trust more? I mean, throw DeSantis and Trump in the mix and see what happens. I think you're going to find out. People now know, they know and trust Donald Trump. What about Joe Biden with this Wu flu stuff? You think they trust him anymore on that?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Confidence, what a powerful trait to have. I'm not talking about false bravado. I'm talking about real confidence. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. When I wrote my first book, I chronicled this thing that made me feel powerful when I had to go play the piano and I didn't know how to play the piano. But my confidence happened well before that in many other areas. And if I went back through these little things, for example, I remember my uncle sitting me down at a young age when my mother passed away. And he said to me, so guys, he says, boys, he goes, I'm like your dad now. He goes, you don't have a daddy, and your mama's gone. She was the oldest, and she took care of me. It's my responsibility to take care of you. And I can remember him sitting me down and saying, he goes, so if nobody's going to bother you. He goes, I'm going to make sure nobody bothers you. If anybody bothers you, they got to get through me. And I just remember, you know, just wondering, why is my uncle telling me this? You know, of course, his big sister had died. But I was like, why is he telling me this? And it never hit me. I'm talking about in any relevant way, except I remember thinking, wow, Uncle Willie's got my back. But I didn't think of it that way at the time. It was just kind of like, okay, I'm just having a conversation with my uncle. I know him. I love him, you know, et cetera. But I can tell you that conversation resonated with me. I knew that he had my back. And I've told this story before with my young son when I took him to see Jurassic Park. And a guy was mad at him for talking because he wanted to go and he was scared. And I told the guy when we went out of the theater, I told him, don't you ever talk to my kid like that. I will end your life right now. And my son was hiding behind my leg. And I was heated. But I dismissed it. He was like 4 years old. I dismissed it. I just thought, you know, that's what a dad does. But years later, my son came to me. He says, you know, I never, ever worried about that because I knew my dad would protect me no matter what. I tell people these stories because I want you to understand it doesn't matter. You don't have to be a martial artist. You don't have to be a marksman. If your child knows you will stand up for him, you have no clue what it does for him. They may never say it. Zig Ziglar said, confidence is going after Moby Dick in a rowboat and taking tartar sauce with you. And you know what? A lot of truth to that. Experience tells you what to do. Confidence allows you to do it. That's the difference. And when I tell people, I go, look, as much as I love my fans or people that follow my work, etc., I don't depend on it. I certainly want you guys to respect me or whatever, but I don't measure myself based on that. As long as I feel good about who I am, I'm good. I'm cool with it. Now, why am I bringing this up? I'm bringing it up because we have a confidence problem in America. We have a confidence problem in all of the different systems. We have a confidence problem, for example, in the education system. Many people, far too many people, have a confidence problem in our institution of religion. Many people have a confidence problem in our institution of capitalism. Many people have a confidence problem in our government, in our police departments, etc. You get what I'm saying? The confidence is what makes you say, I'm good, no matter what. For example, if you got arrested or charged with a crime, do you feel confident that the system would take care of you the way it should, the way you believe it to exist, probably up to a couple decades ago? I'm going to tell you right now, I'm watching people get railroaded over January the 6th. They're not getting any of the rights of citizens. They're being treated worse than war criminals. But I'm watching other people commit crimes, come into this country illegally, commit crimes, get let out of jail. Why? Because the system, the institution, they want them, they don't want to have to face the reality of saying, you know what, these people never should have been here. They shouldn't have committed crimes. So in order to cover their butts, they essentially prostitute the criminal justice system against people who are innocent, people who are taxpaying, hardworking citizens, and in favor of criminals. And that's across the board. There are people who have more respect for the Sarnoff brothers who blew up the Boston Marathon than they do you and I. They would rather see us fry and let the Sarnoff brothers go. Why? Because America's bad. America's evil. We have people right now that don't care what's been done to Donald Trump and his family or the Mike Flynns and Papadopouloses of the world, the George, whatever his name was, you know what I'm talking about. You know the thing. They don't care about them. the ends justify the means, and they will do anything they can to put Trump in prison or get rid of him, make him to marginalize him, knowing that he's right. They are mad at you. Why? Because you dare question their ethics. You question their morality. You question their tactics of going after Trump, of cheating in an election, of ignoring, wholly ignoring Joe Biden and his son and the crimes that these people have committed. Those same people relish in the idea that Hillary Clinton's henchman, Michael Sussman, got off, that Comey has not been brought to justice, that Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton can sit on the tarmac and talk about whatever they want during the time of an investigation of Hillary, and nobody says a word, that Anthony Weiner can have multiple emails on his desktop, nothing happens. Hillary Clinton, under subpoena of Congress, can destroy evidence and give an excuse as to why she did it. Why? Because we don't know what her intent was. Confidence. These people walk around very confident. They're confident in their lies. The economy's in the toilet in every possible way. I've never, up to this point in my life, up until 3 or 4 years ago, I've never thought that there might not be availability of products in the United States. When we're waiting in line for toilet paper, setting the clock, setting your watch for when you can run by and see when they got a shipment in, trying to hook yourself up with the guys in the back that know when toilet paper's coming in so you can run and get it. Strategizing with friends to say, well, if they'll limit two, you go give me one, and all this kind of crazy nonsense. What we have right now in America, folks, is a lack of confidence in any of the systems. Do you feel good about sending your kids to school, even K through 12 or college? Do you feel good? Let me ask you, how do you feel about things going forward? You think that the left is done with trying to lock you down or get rid of face masks or force you to get a vaccine you don't want? Hey, Me Too movement, is it really your body? How confident are you? Because I don't think you're very confident. U.S. consumer confidence, they say, edged lower in May as Americans view their present and future prospects dimmed in the midst of persistent inflation. The Conference Board said that its consumer confidence index dropped to 106.4 in May, still a strong reading, they say, from 108.6 in April. The Business Research Group Present Situation Index, which measures consumers' assessment of current business and labor conditions, also fell to 149.6 from 152.9. The Expectations Index, based on consumers' six-month outlook for income, business and labor market conditions, also declined in May from, 277.5 from 79 in April. It was above 80 in February and remains a weak spot in the survey, they say. So Biden is going to meet with Jerome Powell. I thought he met with him to discuss all of these issues because he's going to put a cap on inflation. He's going to make sure we, you know, that we don't go through this. He feels our pain. Well, let me tell you something. I have zero confidence in Joe Biden. Zero. I have zero confidence in this Congress to do the right thing. I have zero confidence in the institution, the political institution that has created a party of people called Democrats who absolutely hate this country and they want to see it destroyed. Zero confidence. I'm not the only one. I have zero confidence that Democrats will not try to cheat in the election because they know it's the only way they win. I have zero confidence in their policies that are geared towards intersectionality, separating people by whatever, race, sex, creed, religion, whatever it may be, and pitting us against one another. These numbers are lies. People in America are not confident with this government.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.